robin kiss me in the spring, robin in the fall. But Colin only looked at me and never kissed at all. Strephon's kiss was lost in jest, robin's lost in play. But the kiss in Colin's eyes haunts me night and day. Hello, this is Mary Anderson speaking. You're listening to Words with Music, and I've just read for you The Look by Sarah Teasdale. I would like to read you some more of my favorite poetry. I hope you'll like it. The hills of Habersham, down the valleys of Hall, I hurry amain to reach the plain, run the rapid and leap the fall, split at the rock and together again, accept my bed a narrow wide, and flee from folly on every side, with a lover's pain to attend the plain, far from the hills of Habersham, far from the valleys of Hall, all down the hills of Habersham, all through the valleys of Hall, the rushes cried, abide, abide. The willful water weeds held me thrall. The laving laurel turned my tide. The ferns and the fondling grass said stay. The dewberry dipped but to work delay. And the little reeds sighed, abide, abide. Here in the hills of Habersham, here in the valleys of Hall. High over the hills of Habersham, veiling the valleys of Hall. The hickory told me manifold fair tales of shade. The poplar tall wrought me a shadowy self to hold. The chestnut, the oak, the walnut, the pine, overleaning with flickering meaning and sign, said, pass not so cold these manifold deep shades of the hills of Habersham, these glades in the valleys of Hall. And off in the hills of Habersham, and off in the valleys of Hall, the white quartz shone and the smooth brookstone did bar me a passage with friendly brawl. And many a luminous jewel lone, crystals clear or a cloud with mist, ruby, garnet, and amethyst, made lures with the lights of streaming stone in the clefts of the hills of Habersham, in the beds of the valley of Hall. But oh, not the hills of Habersham, and oh, not the valleys of Hall. A veil I am fain for to water the plain. Downward the voices of duty call. Downward to toil and be mixed with the main. The dry fields burn and the mills are to turn. And a myriad flowers mortally yearn. and the lordly main from beyond the plain calls o'er the hills of Habersham, calls through the valley of Hall. I'm restless, lonely, wretched, bored, dejected. Only, here's the rub, my darling dear. I feel the same when you're here. Beloved, thou hast brought me many flowers plucked in the garden all the summer through, and winter, and it seemed as if they grew in this close room, nor missed the sun and showers. So in the light name of that love of ours, take back these thoughts which here unfolded too, and which on warm and cold days I withdrew from my heart's ground. Indeed, those beds and bowers be overgrown with bitter weeds and rue, and wait thy weeding. Yet here's elegantine, here's ivy. Take them as I used to do, thy flowers, and keep them where they shall not pine. Instruct thine eyes to keep their colors true, and tell thy soul their roots are left in mine.
Thank you.
How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here will we sit and let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness in the night become the touches of sweet harmony. Sit, Jessica. Look how the floor of heaven is thick inlaid with patines of bright gold. There's not the smallest orb which thou beholdest, but in his motion like an angel sings, still choiring to the young-eyed cherubims. Such harmony is in immortal souls. But whilst this muddy vesture of decay doth grossly close it in, we cannot hear it. Come, ho, and wake Diana with a hymn. With sweetest touches, pierce your mistress's ear, and draw her home with music. Been listening to Words with Music. Poems were by Sarah Teasdale, Cicely Lanier, Samuel Hoffenstein, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and William Shakespeare. Milton Charles was at the organ. This is Mary Anderson saying so long and sending her best wishes your way. Armed Forces Radio Service.